If I were a carpenter and you were a lady, would you marry me anyway? Would you have my baby?
Right there, you got Leonard Nimoy. If I were a carpenter. Yeah, Leonard Nimoy. Well, before that, we heard Tahuchi Tergui with Mr. Carpenter, and we started that set off with John Prine by request of Mike and Heights. Grandpa was a carpenter. What was it with, well, I mean, did Leonard Nimoy and William Shatner have a who could be the biggest hack contest? You know, oh, yeah, I can do that. Yeah, I'll do a record, too. Yeah, you can do a record? Well, I'm going to do this, too. Did these guys have no shame? No shame. And it was they had to be in competition with each other because they both did equally stupid and inept things for money. You know? It is, as Mr. Spock would say, fascinating. Yeah. Ooh. And if you watch the I think it was like In Search of Spock, his documentary that his kid made, all the guy did, I mean, this guy would go to an opening of an envelope. You know, this guy would do anything for, it was like anything for money. It was fascinating. Both of these guys, zero shame when it comes to, like, you know, the entertainment business. Too weird, man. Too weird. Here's Martin Mull, A Simple Carpenter.
Thanks so much, really. Oh, thank you. It's such a thrill to be here. I swear, I can't believe it. It's just great, you know. I made that first record, and I never thought I'd be making a second, and here I am. It's incredible, and everyone seems to be in such good spirits. Last tune there, the one I just did, it was really good. I heard some chuckling. Well, there's more chuckling, and I think I know why. I think that whenever you come in contact with a new act, someone who is not a household word, and I am not. I'm the first to admit it, really. That's months away. and I'll admit it. No, really, you know. But I know it's always fun to kind of pick out the influence. Now, who's that guy into, you know, because everyone is into someone. You'd have to go around with earmuffs not to be, really, because there's so much music around just everywhere and so many good pickers, as they say. And some real heavy dudes. And I guess someone is chuckling because they figured out during that one little quick song who I'm into, you know. And I don't mean to say the laugh's on you or anything, but what I want to say is I'm very proud, actually quite proud, of my main influence in the music business, and I think I should be. I think that the Carpenters have added more to music today than any other group put together, really. When you think about it, well, Karen not only plays drums, but sings at the same time. Now, have you tried that? I happen to know that weeks of work went into that, and I believe in credit where credit's due. And, well, not to leave her brother out of it, he definitely has the finest hair in show business. Really, the stuff is like spun gold, it really is. And I know that a lot of you young girls here, you know, I know what you're thinking. You're the liberated kind. You're thinking in terms of a career. I think that's great. But I know if you saw that carpenter boy, you'd be thinking in terms of marriage. It's that kind of hair. So, at any rate, I buy all their records for these reasons. I even bought the one that Leon Russo wrote, the superstar, about the girl that was so crazy in love with the guitar player because he was so good, you know. And I bought it for the reasons I named, not so much that I really believe in the ideology of the song that much, because I'll be honest, you know, playing guitar as well as I do, I've been on the other side of that fence tons of times. And I've had the girls coming up and going, oh, Martin, you just make that axe talk. Or, what are you doing later? Big stuff. Things like that, you know, and they go for the hotel key and all that other. I really shouldn't talk this way or Carly will write another one about me. But no, really, we're just good friends. No. It's all just a joke and good friends. But at any rate, I have drawn on my music experience as a guitar player and written a song about guitar playing and guitar playing and guitar players from my music.
Nah. First off, Martin Mull disappointed me. I thought there was going to be something more to that than that, but there was that with that. Hmm. And then we had this Dickle Brothers thing that just was punishing. Sorry. Two chords, guy wailing like a hound dog with a loose tooth. Not a fan. All right, let's jump over to minstrels. Let's see what the Moody Blues got to do for us. The minstrel song. Once again, celebrating craftsmen. It was more like a craftsman show. I have a parachute on this show. This is the only time I put together a show that's got a parachute. And this parachute is playing music by Kraftwerk. And I have that all queued up. Anytime I can just pull the ripcord on this and we'll just play music by Kraftwerk. But for now, let's get into the Craftsmen. Here is the minstrel song by the Moody Blues.
It's a simple song a minstrel sings, a way of life in his eyes. Hear the morning call of waking birds when they are singing, bringing love. Everywhere, love is all around. Everywhere, love is all around. Now, the winter's gone, cold wind has blown, the endless stream.
We have fortuitously happened upon these strolling players who will provide you with their good nature and last to set about your...
Yeah, it's probably better here. Look, I'll see you down there, all right? I don't think they're going to like this much.
So, my lord and lady, for your entertainment...
The minstrel in the gallery looked down upon the smiling faces. He met the gazes, observed the spaces between the old men's cattle. He brewed a song of love and hatred, the bleak suggestions, and he waited. He polarized the pumpkin eaters, static humming panel beaters, freshly day glowed factory cheaters, salary heat and collar scrubbing. He titillated men of action, belly warming and still rubbing.
You get the point there. Yes, sirree, Bob. You get the point right then and there. It's on top of your head. Oh, here we go. Rough it up a bit. Let's get in the Master Mechanic by request for the Kelves, Johnny Winter.
Put some air in your battery. Put some air in your spare. right. Say you don't want that thing to idle all night. Well, let me work on it, baby. I'll fix it up for you. I'll have your motor purring like a kitten, girl, when I get through. So baby, don't panic, cause I'm the shade tree mechanic. No, baby, don't panic, cause I'm the shade tree mechanic. Say your generator ain't working on time. Tell me you need your front end aligned. From steaming, I'll adjust the thermostat. So baby, don't panic, cause I'm a shade tree mechanic. So baby, don't panic, cause I'm a shade tree mechanic. Oh, it's grinding, baby. Let me pat the accelerator for you. Hot, huh? Let me get in there and crank it. Say you ain't had a good tune-up in a long, long while. I'll give you good service with a smile. I'll solve all your problems if you let me under your hood. Oil, I'll fill it up, I'll lubricate it good. So baby, don't panic, cause I'm a shade tree mechanic. Now baby, don't panic. Don't panic, baby.
Change all, even if your old man ain't around. You should change it every 1,000 miles. You want to keep the motor running good. My prices ain't high. I can make this motor go. My prices ain't high, baby. I can make this motor go.
ready to ride some more. I'll give you a number one job because I like your little machine. I'll give you a number one job because I like your little machine. It's not your generator, mama. You've been burning bad gasoline.
Hey, out of here now. The quicker he makes your life fall apart, the more many you put in his package.
Astro Man, Television Man, request there from Kelves there. And now it's coming alive. Now Frampton comes alive on the radio. That's correct. Damn. It was a hard show to get rocking. But man, we did the whole mechanics set there. We started off by request for Master Mechanic, Johnny Winters, and then a tune based on that, Tav Falco's Panther Burns doing Shade Tree Mechanic. We heard Sonny Terry with Auto Mechanics Blues, Johnny Turbo, Spy Car Mechanic by the Nematodes, and Trust Your Mechanic, Dead Kennedys. There you go. And then we heard Television Man. So there, feels good. Yeah. All right. Got the groove. Got the groove. Got the ensemble groove. Got it going. Got it going. Okay. Cooking now. What do we got here? Build your vocabulary. Hey, you know, kids are naturally curious. You know, they're born, learn, and follow the need. Does your child like to ride in the car? Okay. Singing to the radio. Oh, see, right now, this is why I don't have kids. Singing along with the radio music. Just want to throttle them. You know, because the thing is, it's like, you know, what's on the radio is like, okay, here's like some tune with a million lyrics. Okay, it's some rap tune. And it's got a million lyrics, like one of these Eminem tunes. Where it's like, and it's like a million words in there. And your kid thinks he's really smart that he remembers all those words, that he's going to impress all his friends because he knows all the words of this rap tune. Okay? And the sad thing is, These people doing rap music hate your kid. They hate your little white kid. They hate him. Oh, with a passion, they hate him. But he is emulating all like, okay, what, did you get your homework assignment done? No, but I learned all the words to the new Eminem song. There was 1,500 words and I know them. You want to hear them? Eminem, shut up. Or counting trucks. Oh, that's not going to get old. One, two. All right, get out. Get out. Get out of the car right now. Or watch the traffic lights change colors. Oh, this sounds like hell. This just sounds like hell. Get me out of this thing. Or when you talk to your kid, you build vocabulary. Like when you say, get out of this car, he remembers that. He tells his kid that when he has one. Learning these skills starts long before school does. For more tips, go to bornlearning.org, baby. A public service announcement brought to you by the United Way. Yeah, they are. United, good old United Way and the Ad Council. Yeah, that's a poor man's Illuminati right there. There you go with that, the United Way and the Ad Council. You know who's charging that, do you? It's like the Illuminati. Okay, I actually saw this rotten movie in the theater. I saw this in the theater. It was one of the few times that I could not believe that I saw a horrible idea in full production. This show is just thrown together. But I mean, some things are like, wow, somebody had to write this. Somebody had to think it was a good idea. Somebody had to put it all together. Somebody had to make it. Somebody had to promote it. Somebody had to say, hey, that's pretty good. Let me give you $1 billion. And that's this awful Sgt. Pepper's movie that came out. Here's George Burns singing Fixing a Hole. Brace yourself.
I'm fixing a hole where the rain gets in and stops my mind. I'm wondering where it will go. We're filling the cracks that ran through the door that kept my mind. I'm wondering where it will go. And it really doesn't matter if I'm wrong or right, where I belong or right, where I belong. See the people standing there who disagree and never win and wonder why they don't get in my door. I'm painting my room in a colorful way, and when my mind is wandering, there I will go. Two, one, two, three, ba ba. One, two, one, two, three, ba ba. One, two, one, two, stop. One, four, five. And it really doesn't matter if I'm wrong or right, where I belong or right, where I belong. Silly people run around, they worry me. Never asking why they don't get past my door. I'm taking the time for a number of things that weren't important yesterday, and I still go. I'm fixing my home where the rain gets in and stops my mind from wandering. Where it will go, where it will go, where it will go, where it will go. Fixing a hole where rain gets in. Stop my mind.
Yep, you just couldn't put enough polish on that turd. George Burns singing Fixing a Hole from the movie Sergeant. And the thing is, I think it was the Bee Gees and Peter Frampton. As Sergeant, I don't even want to talk about it. I don't even talk about it. Scarring. Scarring's the word I'm looking for. Oh, trying to fix things up here. Today's all about craftsmen fixing things and
cheek and we know a man who's so easy to please. Jim will fix it and we know that he can. Jim will fix it cause he's that kind of man. And all you have to do is write a line to him. If you wanna go down in a big submarine, or if you wanna build your own flying machine, Jim will fix it and we know that he can. Jim will fix it cause he's that kind of man. And all you got. Nobody knows how he comes and he goes, but he'll stay until he's seen it through.
So if you wanna go up in a hot air balloon,
or join fans, people dancing to your favorite tune,
Jim will fix it and you know that he can. Jim will fix it, he's that kind of a man.
And all you have to do is write a line to him.
Oh yeah, you leave it up to Jim, all right. Jim will fix it. This is creepy. There was a TV documentary called, I think, British Horror Story. And it was about Jimmy Savile. This dude had the show called Jim Will Fix It. It was like on 20 years. Jimmy Savile was like this darling of the music scene. He kind of looked like Marty Feldman, okay? And basically he was like, yo, here's the Animals playing a song. He would host bands like on TV shows, and he had a show for 20 years called Jim Will Fix It. Like you write him a letter and say, Jim, my teacher's really great, but she's never been to the Bahamas. And Jim, they would send her to the Bahamas. It was kind of like a make-a-wish thing. Then they find out later, this guy is an uber creepy, super pedo pervert. It's crazy. And they basically said he had been getting away with this. Like, you know, molesting kids, boys and girls. This guy was a real turd. It was interesting. They got rid of his, like, Order of the British thing. I think they even got rid of his, like, tombstone. When they found out all this stuff, Jimmy Savile. If you want to see something really, really insane, how this guy was even hiding in plain sight. I think it's called British Horror Story, and it was, like, all about Jimmy Savile. Just goes to show you. Stuff's always been around. Nasty, horrible human beings. It's nothing new. The horrible human beings you're seeing today are no different than the horrible human beings that have always been around. A little bit of cheery news there for you. Oh, I love this. Now, this guy's called Brute Force, and he has a song called Jim's Garage. I wanted to play, he has a song called The King of Fuh. But obviously, I couldn't play it. It was interesting. He wrote this song called The King of Fuh, and that's F-U-H, about a country called Fuh. And they had a king there. So you can kind of see where this is going. So he does this song, and he sends it to George Harrison. And George Harrison's like, we can't play this on the radio. And he goes, it's a really good song. And But I cannot, I so wanted to play that for my King show, but I cannot play that. But here's another I Brute Force song called In Jim's Garage. Hopefully not Jimmy Savile.
When she come home with marks on her clothes, her folks asked her, where have you been? She say, I don't know.
What have you been doing?
It's past midnight.
You're very sick. Went their endless barrage. How could she ever tell them she'd been to Jim's garage? Just the mark of his honesty. And she loves him. Oh, she loves that Jim. Yeah. Each night she dreams. Dream only of him. She'd hear the rumble of engines being fixed by Jim. She'd dream he would stop his work just to hold her tight, and that garage was a palace for the rest of the night. Oh, in Jim's garage, in Jim's garage, she found a home, and in Jim's arms, and in Jim's arms, she was never alone, never alone. Oh, well, he may be greasy and dirty, but that's just the mark of his purity. And she loves him. She loves that Jim.
Carburetors, Jim can fix them. Tachometers, Jim can fix them. Broken hearts, Jim can fix them with custom work.
Leave go, leave go, the gears. No, Jim, you can't. I ain't no budger, no budger, son. I knew you caught in the budger man cop, cause I'm all around man. Hell, I'm all around man. Me and I'm all around man. I'm no more than they come a hand. I ain't no plumber, no plumber song. I need straw and get a plumber man come, cause I'm all around man. Hell, I'm all around man. Yes, man, you know I'm all around man. I'm all around man. I know more than anything that come a hand. Dear body now. I'd for you till it till the madman come, cause I'm all around man. Yeah, I'm all around man. No, everybody won't know about all around man. Yeah. Talk about all over town is what I'm saying. I ain't no old man, no old man, son. I'd for you hard till the old man come, cause I'm all around man. Spring man, son. Out about the spring, that the spring man come, cause I'm all around man. You go and do it. Tell all about it. Me and I'm all around man, more than ten here come a hand.
to pull the puzzle key. Fiberglass and rust are filling in my day. I want to see the sunrise in the nighttime. I'm gonna fake an alibi. We'll be right back.
And that's why he never wore his shirt. Iggy Pop, how do you break, how do you fix a broken part? Is actually what the name of the song was. Before that, we heard Gang of Four. Don't fix what ain't broke. Yes. Before that, we heard All Round Man by C.W. Stone King. And we heard Brute Force in Jim's Garage. Billy Swan, I Can Help. With that crazy ending. I don't think that, I think that someone put that ending on there as a joke. Celebrating Craftsmen, and actually going to do one more song. I'm going to play some craft work. We need the break. I need to play some craft work. Because today is the second layer of the pyramid of civilization. And it is craftsmen, people with some kind of skill that they make some money off of. Next week is the service industry. That's a step up. And that's going to be songs about, I should get some mailman songs. But there's a lot of songs about barbers. It's going to be fun next week. This show was the struggle. This show was the struggle. Finding specific crafts to, you know, to work with. And it wasn't easy. That's what I'm saying. That's why I'm going to take a little break. We're going to play some craft work, but it's not what you think. But this, honestly, is what I base the whole, this is the pinnacle of the show, what I'm going to play for you right now. It's one of the best craftsman songs that I've, it's funny. It's a guy by the name of Liam Lynch. This dude's brilliant. I think he's the same guy that does My United States of Whatever, which is a brilliant tune. And I gotta play this for you. Electrician's Day, Liam Lynch. Listen up, kids.
Amen. I'm gonna tell you all a little story. Now the Lord is looking down on me. That's right. And he's saying, cracker. I'm like, Now the Lord might be saying, honky, I said get your white ass off the stage. But my friends, I am here to give thanks for Electrician's Day. Let me see. Let me give you something right here. What's it right here? It's a special day for me. Let me hear you right down here, see it. Let me hear it.
Electrician's Day, yeah.
Now, where that was okay, I think you need to work on it some. Now, the Lord is saying to me, Whitey, please. But Lord, I thank you for electricity. I thank you for Electrician's Day.
Love me some Liam Lynch. Electrician's Day. Speaking of electric, this is the time to do a little bit of craft work. One of the amazing bands from way back when that are still ahead of everybody else. But I'm going to play some nice tribute music to craft work. Here's a surf band called The Routes doing their version of Autobahn. We're going to do a little bit of craft work. Then we're going to get back into some craft work. RCT, Sabo Yabray.